So the Iowa Utility Board has approved a plan, an eminent domain plan, to seize something like 900 farms across the state of Iowa and to build this pipeline as part of a terraforming project to sequester carbon dioxide. In other words, to alter the atmosphere through a terraforming operation to make it more and more difficult for farmers to even grow food because food requires CO2. And they're seizing all these farms, and there's nothing the farmers can do about it. Now, I covered this in my Brighton broadcast news earlier this week, but there's a couple points that I failed to make there that I want to get across here. And just so you understand this project, this is one of many projects that involve building these massive machines that are atmosphere-sucking machines to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere to essentially liquefy it through pressure and then pump it through these pipelines, thousands of miles of pipelines across the Midwest, and then to store the liquid CO2 in these underground caverns. And the idea is that, you know, we'll all be saved from CO2, you know. This horrible gas won't be allowed to escape into the air where it might do horrible things and cause climate change and all this other nonsense. But it's all complete fiction. It's total fraud. The people pushing it are either completely dishonest or absolute idiots. Because as every farmer knows, I hope every farmer knows, that plants need carbon dioxide in order to grow because it's one of the three inputs of photosynthesis. And how do you know that plants need photosynthesis? Well, I don't know, high school biology class? I mean, what makes plants green? Huh? Yeah, ever wonder about that? What is it that makes them green? Well, it turns out it's chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, based on a magnesium element in the center instead of iron. In humans, hemoglobin has iron in the center. In plants, chlorophyll has magnesium. And because of that, and because of the configuration of the molecule, it's green instead of, well, red. So, you know, blood in humans is like chlorophyll in plants, and chlorophyll is involved. It's the key molecule in photosynthesis, which is what plants use in order to generate biological energy. So that's what makes plants green. And trees makes their leaves green and everything else. Okay, I mean, I hope we all know this, but all the, quote, climate scientists in America don't seem to know that, or they have forgotten it, because now they're like, well, let's just get rid of all CO2, and then that'll save the planet. Now, that will actually collapse the global food web. It'll collapse the biosphere. And you will have no life left on planet Earth if you pull all of the CO2 out of the atmosphere. And the reason that you know that they are disingenuous in this project is because they're using energy to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere while claiming that it's bad to use energy. So these machines, of course, have, you know, huge energy requirements and all kinds of resources to construct them. You know, minerals and energy in the metals smelting and manufacturing and transportation of these machines. All of that involves things that the climate cultists say are bad for the planet. You know, combustion engines, transportation, manufacturing, all these things they say they want to shut down. But when it comes to machines that suck CO2 out of the atmosphere, well, they're totally fine, because that is their death agenda for the planet. Now, of course, they won't be successful at sucking all the CO2 out of the atmosphere, at least not right at first. They will only reduce CO2. Now, what will that cause? It will cause global crop yields to fall. It will lead to worsening global famine and mass starvation. And what does that result in? Well, it puts more power in the hands of governments and globalists, because then all of a sudden billions of people have food emergencies and they need government assistance in order to be able to eat. And what have you seen from governments like Germany? An announcement that they're going to control all the food supplies. They're having stockpiles of grains, you know, oats and wheat and corn. And in a crisis or a war, the government is going to be the one that determines who gets the food and who doesn't. And they've promised they're going to give Germans one hot meal per day, like oatmeal. Okay? So for all the people in Germany listening, Forget about your bratwurst, you know, forget about your hearty German meat meals. You're going to get a bowl of oatmeal a day because the German government loves you, didn't you know? But the governments of the world will seize the food supplies. And when farms can no longer produce food, at least not efficiently, not only because of the lack of CO2, but because, of course, combustion engines will be phased out of existence and fossil fuels will be phased out of existence. So farms will be unable to function. And that's even beyond the current effort to just shut them all down if they have animals. And that's happening across Europe, in the Netherlands and Ireland and other countries, and even in the United States. And some European countries have already passed laws to start taxing cow farts because they say cows are bad and when they fart, the earth dies. I mean, it's just completely absurd. But this is their plan to shut down the food infrastructure and turn everybody into a famine victim suffering from mass starvation so that people can be controlled. Okay? That's what this is all about. And the CO2 sequestration project is a giant terraforming death cult operation to commit mass suicide for the inhabitants. Well, I guess that would be mass homicide of the inhabitants of planet Earth. All right, that's what this is. Now, one final thought on this. The very good news is that all this CO2 that is being sequestered and pressurized and pumped through these pipelines across Iowa and other states, it's going to be stored in these underground caverns. And these caverns can simply be, you know, opened up at some future date. If humanity wants to live again, all they have to do is go in and, you know, blow open the covers and valves and release all this CO2 back into the atmosphere where it belongs in order to promote photosynthesis and crop production and rainforest and all the things that need CO2, you know, the grass in the field, but yes, the rainforest as well, and food crops and everything else, even marine life, you know, aquatic ecosystems need a certain amount of CO2 dissolved in the water. Otherwise, you know, the seaweed can't engage in photosynthesis either. I mean, where do you think it gets CO2? It's in the water, folks. You got to have a certain amount of CO2 dissolved in the water. So this massive multi-billion dollar project to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere, this is an act of terrorism against planet Earth. It's an act of climate terrorism against farms, against human beings, against animals, against trees and rainforests. This is straight up terrorism. And the only way to reverse the terrorism is to set the CO2 free, to shut down these projects and free the CO2. Just open it back up, let it vent back into atmosphere. And fortunately, that can be done. So I think that's exactly what will happen one day. So all these globalists and these investors and the government grant money and everything that's here trying to commit acts of climate terrorism against the inhabitants of planet Earth, trying to take CO2 out of the atmosphere, engaging in a terraforming atmospheric chemistry experiment with horrific consequences of mass death and ecological destruction. Yeah, they will fail. They will fail because they haven't destroyed the CO2. All they've done is they've locked it away and it can still be released once again. And that's how you save humanity. I think, didn't Michael Jackson do a song on this? It was like, free the gas, make it a better place. There's CO2 for me and you and the entire human race. Dun, 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 dun. I forgot how that song goes, but yeah, it was all about CO2, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Thank you, Michael. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. We've got our big independence sale going on right now at healthrangerstore.com. And of course, we are all about increasing your health and your independence. And one of the ways that we do that is through highly nutritious, lab-tested, superior foods and nutritional supplements. Let me show you what I have here right now that's back in stock that's really exciting. We've got the macaroni and cheese buckets that you can see there in the big bucket format, or show the overhead cam. Actually, I want to show people what this looks like. So we have these really intensely, we call them bricks. These are bricks of the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa and amaranth and rice, all organic ingredients. And this has an amazing texture. And then this is the powder pack that goes with it. Certified organic, real cream powder, real cheddar cheese powder, and real butter powder, plus a couple other simple ingredients like black pepper and onion powder and so on. This is what makes up the macaroni and cheese meals. They're incredibly delicious. People rave about them. This isn't your cheap Kraft macaroni and cheese with artificial colors and garbage. This is real food for long-term storage. We've also got the new stick pack drink mixes now. This is the first time that we're even mentioning these. We've got collagen joint support. These are in little stick packs that you can put in water, mix it up. They're incredibly delicious. We have a couple other flavors there as well, as you can see on the left. Just go to healthrangerstore.com during this 4th of July sale, and you can save up to 45% off. Many different items are on sale right now. And if you just go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4, then that'll give you the landing page of everything that's available, including this right here. Free 5G defense powder for orders over $149. And this defense powder is made with the SOD ingredient that helps your body naturally overcome the free radical damage caused by peroxynitrites. So this is a really important formulation. If you have a lot of exposure to electromagnetism and 5G, then this can help your body naturally eliminate the free radicals that are formed upon exposure to some of those electromagnetic fields. But check it all out. Support your independence at the same time that you're supporting this network and this platform and our message of human freedom, human health, and self-reliance. And also remember that every purchase helps us support our ongoing lawsuit that we filed against the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security. We are suing Alejandro Mayorkas, We're suing big tech. We've sued Google, Meta. We've even filed suit against Twitter, X, over censorship, collusion. This lawsuit is very expensive. We are probably going to spend huge amounts of money on it over time. And we're fighting for your right to be able to speak freely, because we're not going to settle with just some permission that we can speak, but nobody else can. We're fighting to dismantle the censorship industrial complex. And you can help us in that fight by shopping at healthrangerstore.com and enjoying our July 4th sale events. It's all good until midnight on Independence Day. So do your shopping early, get these products that are on sale, get the bonus items, and help support us in our fight for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.